Hello and welcome to the Intermatch Reaction, as always live from the Hot Walk. Everton 2, Burnley 0. It was one of them games really. I think the first half, Burnley flipped us round, made us kick towards the Gladstones in the first half, and it almost reversed the trends of the way our games have gone at home, where we dispatched them in the first half. Second half, for me, was a bit of a non-event, Mills.
The first time, really, professionally, we've done something in the first half and controlled the game in the second half. Really pleasing for me. I haven't seen that for a while. And some listeners may say, listen, there's a game that I'm forgetting about it, but first half, it was so professional. It was like, we knew what we were doing. It was like down the right-hand side, Seamus Coleman, Charleston, brilliant. Left-hand side, Bernard, didn't you? Brilliant again. Calvert-Lewin, workhorse. I really wanted Calvert-Lewin to score tonight, and again, he hasn't, so questions will be asked, but first half, so professional. And second half, well, we killed the game. And why not kill the game? You know, we're 2-0 first half. Good teams do that. And we've gone with, again, a whisker now of European football. We need results to go our way. And if you go our way, we're back in with a shout, aren't we?
Well, at the time of speaking, Wolves are a point ahead of us. They've obviously got to play tomorrow against Fulham. If they win that game, it's over. You know, they're in Europe now. We had a little bit of a debate before we come on here about whether Europe's right for Everton, whether it's not. My original position was that Europe isn't right for Everton. I changed as the momentum started to build. And having watched that now, having watched that game tonight, having watched the togetherness, looking at the way we're going in terms of the direction of the players, the manager, the fans are behind them. It's quite a tight-knit squad. I'm leaning towards whether it might not be right for us. In any case, it's just great to see a side that are filled with confidence, playing good football, enjoying playing at Goodison. That's now the last five games. That's 8 goals scored, non-conceded, against Burnley, Chelsea, Arsenal, United and Liverpool. Five of the top 7 from last season. That's pretty impressive, isn't it?
Regardless what I think or you think, that team aren't Europe. You can tell. Marco Silva came out this week and said, we want European football, and that team played like it tonight. We had to go and beat Burnley to put the pressure on Wolves. They went and done it in the first half. There was no messing around. Everton as a club needs European football. Listen, if fans don't want it, fair enough, I respect that. But Everton Football Club needs European football. They just do. We need to be in a market for players who want to look at that team and say, listen, I want European football this season. We need players of that calibre. We just do. And you can't attract them unless you're in that European football game. You can't do it.
It is an instant match reaction. We're actually joined by a couple of the other lads tonight. We're joined by more than a couple. Gaz is sitting on the outside. Not sure about it. But we've got Pricey and Dave here. And Pricey's another advocate, I suppose, of non-European football next season. Pricey, what do you make it tonight? And why do you not want European football next season?
I thought tonight, same as what I agree with you, Judge. I thought Goodison's a different place lately. I think the fans are enjoying the football more. I think they're on side a little bit more than they used to be. And I enjoy that, and the players sort of feed off that as well. First half, again, we played well. I think Burnley have got, it's an horrible saying, but they've got the flip-flops on. They know they're safe. The summer's coming. It's Friday night. I don't really think they were up for it as much as they could have been. But then I also agree, first half, played well. Second half, we controlled the game. Game management, seeing it out easy. In terms of Europe, personally, I don't think it's right for us this season. We're a new team. It's Silva's first year in charge. I think get this season good. You know, it hasn't been a great season. We've had ups and downs. Last probably 6 to 12 weeks, we've seen this. The team he wants to progress. The team he wants to see out there, in terms of how we're playing, in terms of the lineup. So I think another season, this season, not in Europe, next season build on it and try and bring in a few new players who can add to the team, get rid of some deadwood, and hopefully next season go for Europe. That's my opinion. I just think it's a bit too early for us. I think it could kill us off. Having Europe on a Thursday, playing on a Sunday next season between September and Christmas might kill us off. I'd rather have a good strong run in the league and then aim for Europe at the end of next season for me.
Couldn't have put it any better myself, to be honest. Obviously we've got Dave here as well, and there's another topic, or another player I should say, who's slightly dividing opinion on the table, and that's Bernard. I mean, for me, Bernard's had a good game again. He's done okay. He's had flashes. He gets involved. Dave, you're a massive fan. You think that Bernard was man of the match tonight? Give us your case.
I think Bernard's our best player. I think the best chance we've got of getting Europa League football is having players like Bernard, Richarlison, Gomez, Garnagay. There are Zuma maybe as well. There are show ponies of the team. All right, we've got. You might want to dot in a few workhorses around them, but there are top players. Yeah, they include Digne and Coleman in that as well. But you agree? Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? There are top quality players. So what are we going to do? These players, what are we playing? All right, they might not get it. We're not a Champions League team. Not a Champions League team, but we want to be playing in the Europa League next season. They want to be on that European stage, so we can at least be challenging for something. Because, all right, fair enough, we might be in the FA Cup, but what does that mean? Do you know what I mean? Like, might be challenging for a cup of some sort, but we want to be in it. And next, we're going to finish 7th and get in that Europa League. Next season, finishing 7th might not get in that Europa League. Finishing 6th might not get in that Europa League. So we've got to take this with both hands. We're in it next season and try and win it.
I suppose the next step, in my opinion and in everyone's opinion, whether it's Europa League, it's a trophy, innit? We need a trophy as a club. And I suppose your argument, Mills, European football offers another opportunity of a trophy and maybe some success.
Well, it is, because this team needs European football. And listen, I respect Pricey, I respect you for saying that you don't want it right now and the team's infancy, but look, come on, it's Everton. Let's go and get in Europe. Let's go and have a crack at it. Why not? Why are we so small to say, listen, let's peg back in the season and not go for next season? Why peg back? Why not go for it this season? Listen, it's 7th. Fine. If we get 7th this season, it's European football. It's not the best. It's finishing the world, but it's European football. And why are people saying, listen, why not go for it? Why are people saying, oh, we're not ready for it? Why not have a crack at it? Why not? What's the point in saying, listen, we're not good enough for it? Listen, there's plenty of teams. I think Fulham got in the UEFA Cup final 10 years ago. Were they good enough for it? No. They nearly won it. There's plenty of teams who've done that. So why not go for it?
Well, look, just to get back to tonight's game, it may have been symbolic, not only the fact that it was our last home game. It might have been the last game that we've seen a few of them players, one of which was potentially Garnagay. For me, I think he's one of them players who is irreplaceable. I'm struggling to find another player who, in our budget, we could afford to buy. Now, I think we've got to move heaven and earth. Whether we're going to be in Europa League or whether we're going to try and step forwards next year and move on again, which is towards Champions League, or it's cementing a place in Europa League, not fighting for in the last day, or it's winning trophies, we've got to keep Garnagay at the club, in my opinion.
To lose him, we'd need two players to replace him. We'd need two, because...
Doesn't it impact on the system, though, to get two players to replace him? It's not the same system, is it?
And that's what hurt us. We need two to replace him, because he's got so much defensively, and now he's developing into a sort of... He progresses attacking. Since January, and Marco Silva this week has gone on record saying we'll work with just a guy and we're trying to develop him as a player. And we can see that as fans, can't we? We can see that he now drags us upfield five or ten yards. Very similar to what Ross Barkley did. Ross Barkley was a player who got the ball and dragged us forward, and Guy is doing that now. And I never thought Guy was that player. If you lose Guy, it's going to take two players.
Is that a credit to Marco Silva for evolving the type of player that he is, or is it just the fact that he stepped up to the mark? And
I think it's both. I think guys looked at it and thought, listen, PSG are in for me. They've seen me as some sort of player. Why not show them I'm more than that? And Marco Silva's looked at it as well and thought, listen, you're going nowhere until you show teams that you've got more than that. And January onwards, he's been a really good player for Everton going forward. And I didn't think he had that. On the podcast, I've said many times that I thought he was a number 6. Now I'd say he's more of a number 8.
Okay, well, fair enough. He was my man of the match tonight. Who was your man of the match?
Seamus Coleman. I think Seamus Coleman was he was a captain tonight. He was just very disciplined defensively. Burnley got nothing out of him. And Burnley are a team who want to get something out of a winger. A fullback. They want their wing. They want their winger to beat the fullback, cross in the box, and Seamus Coleman gave them nothing. And he also gave us plenty going forward as well. A captain's performance from Seamus Coleman. I think Gaz has got something to say tonight.
Gaz, do you want to say anything, Gaz, now? Well, listen, Guy was my man of the match. We got yours was Coleman. Sorry, yours was Coleman. Dave was Bernard. Pricey.
I'd say Guy or Schneidlin. I thought our two midfield two controlled it, and I agree, Guy, the way he's playing at the moment, instead of side with passing and breaking up play, he's passing it forward. He's looking for the attacking ball, and Guy or Schneidlin for me.
Listen,
it's important for me tonight. Listen, we've got Pricey and Dave here, who don't join the podcast, and the big Evertonians, and I'd like to say to Pricey and Dave a question. Pricey first, does Everton team now, the nucleus of it, how much more do we need to progress on, do you think, towards where we want to go, top six, top four?
In terms of money, I'm not sure. It depends who we're competing with. We're not competing with your top sides, are we? We're competing with your probably, I know it's horrible to say, but people, your West Ham's, aren't we? Your Newcastle's, they're the type of players we're competing with. In terms of who we need, if we're losing Guy, as Judgy said, we probably need one or two to replace him. If we're keeping Guy, we need someone to replace Schneidlin. I think he had a good game today, but I don't think he should be playing. We need a centre-half still for me. We need a striker. Calvert-Lewin's coming on. The improvement in him is really good, but we need a striker. We need a centre midfielder, and we probably need a winger as well for me. They're the essential. And on top of that, we just need to add one or two. But if we want to have a good go of it, we need them three players for me.
Dave?
On days I say to have a silly question, because that 11, I just finished Burnley off within 20 minutes, and then we sat back and defended, closed out the win. But Fulham away, we watched that. That was a joke. Palace away, 0-0. So we need... We need consistency. I don't know if a big squad's the answer to that, to be honest. I think maybe one or two players. I think if Palace away, a striker would have made the difference. Me and Mills, we had an argument over would Lukaku have made a difference in a game like that, possibly. But I think we need a centre forward. Fulham away. I think that's what Marco Silva needs to. Yeah, but there's been a lot of off days this season. There's been a lot of off days, so I don't know if it's 100% personnel. I think it's more background stuff. I think it's more fitness. I think it's more consistency. I think it's maybe one or two extra players, but I don't think it's. I think the nucleus of the squad what we've got is good. I think we want to sign Zuma. We want to sign Gomez. And then we want to maybe sign a centre forward. I don't think we want to go mad. I don't think we want to sign five players like we did two seasons ago. Because that was, we all know the mess what that was.
No, completely agree, Dave. I mean, the priority for me, as you just rightly pointed out, is to try and retain Zuma and Gomez on permanent contracts, and to get in a recognised goal scorer. Not only gives Calvert-Lewin something to feed off and to work towards, but also sends out a message, you know, to the rest of the squad and goes, look, you create these chances, if you continue to create them, we've got someone there who's going to score them. And I think well, David Neres is a winger slash forward who will definitely fit right in. But look, it's going to be an interesting summer. This is an instant match reaction. I'm sure we'll chat a little bit more on Monday, but trying to thank Dave Pricey massively for coming on tonight and adding a little bit to the podcast, and I'm sure you'll hear a bit more of them next season, and we're going to get them in the studio, hopefully. Pricey and Dave will grace us with their presence. But thanks a lot, and we'll hopefully see you on Monday.